Angel's live reaction podcast for The Power of Three, the sequel, because we're doing it a second time. I'm joined by my fellow Ashitaka's Angels, Leah.
Present.
And Maxine.
Yes.
And friend of the blog, Jenny / Mrs. Hughes / McGonagall.
Hello.
There's just one of me.
There's only one.
Jenny today.
It's just Jenny today. Okay, good.
Mrs. Hughes had to go help Mr. Carson pour some wine through a napkin. I'm sorry, I'll behave.
No. That's totally something they would do.
It is.
I'm pretty sure I saw that today.
Downton Abbey references. So cool.
Yes.
Great way to start
it's
off.
It's all BBC. Yes.
It is. It's all in the family, sort
something.
Of. Actually, Downton
but it's all
ID.
British.
Yeah.
It is all British. British. You're great. Yeah, correct.
Whatever.
All right. So who remembers what happened? I kind of remember. But
I mostly remember.
You mostly remember?
The Power of Three.
Yes, the Power of Three.
So there's like these cubes that invade humanity or planet Earth, basically.
Mm-hmm. Slow invasion.
Their house, yes. And of course the doctor shows up, and nothing happens. So the doctor gets bored and leaves, and then he comes back, and there's some weird ending. That's all you really need to know. It's a little confusing, but at the end.
Yeah, that's basically what happened. Just to help refresh, I actually. Was writing down some quotes when I was watching today, and I think I'm going to quiz you guys, you know, just to help. Who wants to go first? Or should it be like, you know, you buzz in, that sort of thing?
Okay.
We'll see if we can get these.
In?
Just yell. No,
yeah. Worst thing.
I'm going to fail. Just
go,
you know.
Go, Zozo.
You're not going to fail. Okay. This is the first one. We have two lives, real life and doctor life. Who said that?
Sorry!
Oh.
I just said it. Sorry, I didn't
Rory, buzz. Right?
Yeah, correct. Rory. It's Rory. All right, that was good. That one goes to Leah. I kind of heard of her first. So,
I won!
It's not over yet. All right, next one. Invasion of the very small cubes. That's new.
Who's Doctor.
Yes. Leah again.
Oh, wow.
I still don't know the rules. Are we buzzing in? Or
no, we're just yelling.
Just yell.
Yelling.
Just yell.
Oh, okay. I'm just all yelling.
Right. 10 years older. 10 years of you on and off.
Amy.
Yeah, Maxine.
Oh.
Good job. All right. All these muscles, and they still don't know how to knock. This might be tough.
Oh, Kate.
Yes. Good job.
Oh, right.
From Unit.
Yeah.
Kate, the... girl who is the head of
Kate
the
Stewart.
Unit.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, scientist.
Blondie.
Oh, sorry.
Blondie.
Blondie, yes. All right, here's the next one. It's pretty fast. Twitter.
Doctor.
Yes.
I love the doctor's hatred of Twitter. It's a consistent thing.
Is he? Is Moffat still not on Twitter? Did he?
I don't know.
I thought Moffat was on Twitter.
No, he was. He just got off of it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because I thought I was following him.
I was, but he just quit Twitter.
That sneaky skull.
Yeah.
That was Mrs. Hughes.
She came out.
Oh,
you
so
done pouring
naughty.
Wine.
She came out for a bit.
All right, here's the next one. I hate being patient. Patient is for wimps.
The doctor.
Doctor!
Very good. Maxine, I heard that. I heard her first.
Oh. I'm failing.
You are.
It's okay, Jenny. It's okay. How about this one? You might get this one. What you do isn't all there is.
Oh, Rory's dead!
Wait, what?
No.
Whoever said Rory was right.
I did.
Oh, Jenny got it wrong.
No, I said Rory's
dad.
His name is Brian.
Let's give one to just Jenny. Let
okay. No, Jenny, can you tell me
wrong.
Tell me who
a
said
lot
this?
Of dead air.
Don't mock
like
my log.
Podcast.
Who said, don't mock my log?
Wait,
who
Ryan,
said that?
Can you repeat the question?
Sure. Who said, don't mock my log?
Come on, you know it.
Log.
Video log.
Oh, Brian.
Yes, very good.
Yeah, point.
There you go.
I was thinking like a piece of wood.
No.
He said Brian's log. He's like, don't call it. You can't call it Brian's log. And he's like,
don't
call it
Brian's log.
Well, I only watched the episode once.
I'm just saying. Just,
all right.
I have like a job. Okay?
I love that Brian's middle name is Diligent.
The Ponds are, or the Williams men are very
diligent.
They're very diligent. Waiting.
Yes.
And they like waiting with boxes.
They're born sentries.
Right?
Wow. Oh my gosh, I just.
Nice parallel.
I'm sorry.
That was deep.
Right?
That was deep, Leo. Jeez.
Big around boxes.
That has
Rory's
a lot
of slightly bigger, but.
What?
Rory's box. The one he had to guard was
around
slightly
some
bigger.
Boxes.
The Pandora.
Okay, Zosette, next.
Sorry. Okay. Okay. All right. Let's just. I know we've done this already, but really quick. Favorite parts.
Are we going to do opinions? Or
yeah.
Or opinions on the episode?
Yes. Just
oh, okay. What's the question?
Favorite part.
Favorite parts?
Yes.
What about if we liked it or not?
Oh, sure. Did you like it?
I'm sorry. You're the leader of this, and I'm just taking over. Okay, I'll do both. Guess
okay,
what?
Go.
I liked it. I thought it was really good. Oh, I'm sorry. I touched your foot. I really liked it, and I thought it was good. I thought it was an interesting take on an episode because it was like everything was sort of from Amy and Rory's point of view. So it was like the doctor. The first three episodes were like the opposite. It was like the doctor and then Amy and Rory kind of came with them, visited him on these little trips. And this was sort of the opposite, you know, the doctor coming and visiting them. And I thought that was really clever. I loved the cube idea. I loved the slow invasion. I thought that was all really cool. And it was fun and interesting. I thought the end was a little rushed. I also thought some of the alien plot was confusing, and that was where I kind of was a little meh about it. I thought the resolution was really easy, but I do think that the Shockery and all that guy, I think that's going to come back. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to play a part, but I did think there was a little bit, whatever. I liked Kate a lot. I thought she was really good, and then my favorite part was the conversation that the doctor has with Amy. And basically him saying that, you know, the universe is so big and, you know, I'm whatever. And he said, I'm running towards you, sort of, before you fade. I thought it was very beautiful. Okay. Matt Smith was a revelation, as always. And I enjoy his silly nature. I enjoy when he gets to do, like, I love, like, the Lodger and, like, those episodes where he gets to do, like, normal things, like paint a fence and play football. Football. And Rory was looking super cute.
Did you like
his
hair?
Oh my gosh, I'm in love with his hair.
I know.
Great hair.
Thank you so much.
And without his pants.
Yeah.
And in his nurse scrubs.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh.
And I like the part where Amy made the doctor come back with the defibrillator and he's like, "Hello, Lefty."
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was funny.
You stole it. That was my favorite part.
Oh, I just
stole my favorite part.
She like stole everybody's favorite part.
I'm sorry. I talked too much. Okay, that was my answer.
All right, Jenny, what was your second favorite part? Or you can say what your favorite part was.
What you thought of it.
Well,
yeah, what you thought
of it. Okay, so I'll start with what I thought. It really honestly has been almost a week since I watched it, so I don't remember as much in detail. So it's more just general impressions. I really, really liked it. I don't know how Moffat does it, but he manages to take things and just makes, I don't know, he just makes things so creepy and different and new. I mean, the idea of the slow invasion. Has anyone ever done that idea before? I don't know, probably, but the way he did that was just so cool that like these boxes just show up, these cubes. And everyone just sort of is fascinated by them and takes them
it's
around
clever.
With them. I mean, like, that's totally what we would do.
Yeah,
yeah.
Totally.
So, I don't know. I thought that was really, really good writing. And it was unique. It was a science fiction premise that I don't think I had really ever encountered before. And I did love all the stuff with Amy and the doctor and how, you know, he's just trying to spend as much time as he can with them because to him from the doctor's perspective, you know, they're not going to be around forever. Right. So right. I like that. Yeah, the defibrillator moment was my favorite. So thank you, Leah.
Sorry.
Second favorite moment would probably be just the moment when all the cubes sort of activated and just seeing what all of the different ones were doing.
I think that was kind of interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, it was just like some of them were just like doing random things. Like, I just love that
playing
idea.
The chicken
that they
dance.
Were each doing something unique. These millions of cubes were each doing something unique.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that was just, I don't know, I like that.
Alright.
Yay.
Maxine, what'd you think?
And okay, favorite so part. Overall thoughts, and then I'll tell you my favorite part. Well, second favorite part, since Leah stole the conversation with the doctor. That's okay.
Yeah.
So overall, I really enjoyed it. It brought me back to why I love the show. You know, it was leaps and bounds way better than last week. Sorry for the writer of last week, but just didn't quite enjoy it as much.
I agree, though.
Episodes of Doctor Who, so I found the magic again, so to speak. And I agree with everything everyone said. You know, Kate was awesome. It was great to actually have a chance to connect with, like, a new character in a way. Brian, gotta love Brian with his diligence and his recapping everything, even though the cubes aren't really moving, and the brilliance of, you know, the slow invasion. I just appreciate the whole episode, except for the end. Yes, kind of a little wishy-washy, but I'm sure it was supposed to be set up for the future. And I guess my second favorite part would be when the doctor shows up to their anniversary party and he takes them away. And it's only supposed to be like an hour, but it ends up being like 7 weeks.
7 weeks.
And Amy meets Henry VIII on their anniversary. Pretty great, you know, comedy goal right there. So that was my second favorite part. All right.
Very nice.
Can I just blow Jenny's mind for a second?
Sure.
Wait, no. First, I just have to add to that, Maxine. I had forgotten about that, and you are so right. That was such a great part. It's one of the things I love about Doctor Who. It's just that they just go off and have crazy adventures.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the montage.
They don't even realize how long they're gone for because it's just so wonderful or so traumatic because, you know, it always ends in tragedy somehow. Like, go to a hotel and they end up outside looking all like...
I know, I love that cut.
Yeah.
The cut to them just outside,
And that, you know, and that, like, this sort of normal life is just kind of going on.
Right.
Yeah. Often in the TARDIS, there's this wonderful adventure and, you know, madness ensues.
Right.
So, yeah, that was wonderful. Okay, go.
Okay. In... a town called Mercy, at the very beginning, the doctor mentions how Rory left his iPhone charger or his phone charger in Henry VIII's suite. In this episode, they're in Henry VIII's suite under the bed.
I saw it. Leah, I saw it.
Jenny's face right now. And you can sort of, someone pointed out, you can sort of see something by Rory's hand, like it's his phone charger. So what does it mean? Are things out of order?
We're getting it out of order.
Yeah, it's
You're
not
saying
in order.
The Power of Three is before A Town Called Mercy.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if it was supposed to be switched, or a theory is that the doctor has already said goodbye to the Ponds and he already knows they're leaving and he's going
spending more time with them.
Can see her face. And he's going back in time and visiting them.
Yep.
I wish you could see her face right now. I wish you could podcast.
Describe it.
Her mouth got really wide.
Is it like Susan Boyle chin hands?
About to cry.
Oh.
Wow. You should take this right now. But it makes sense. You know, time is wibbly wobbly, and, you know, he really loves them. He says that they're the first, or at least Amy's the first face that face saw, and that she's etched on his heart forever.
She's crying, you guys.
Oh, no, she's crying. No. Oh, wow.
Okay, Mrs. Hughes. We need Mrs. Hughes.
Mrs. Hughes. Mrs. Hughes.
We need her.
Or McGonagall.
It could mean nothing. It could just mean that maybe
they shot
a town called Mercy was supposed to come after.
I think it
could be deliberate.
And I think it might mean that he has said goodbye. Because, like, it talks about, or he talks about, even with, like, I'm getting all tongue twisted, but, like, even with Ken, he knew he was dying.
Yeah.
He, like, he went back to certain people and, like, in a way that like, helped them out. Like, went and saw Rose before the head of Fisher's Net and was like, you're going to have a great year. So, you know, and I feel like a lot of fans of the Whovian verse, they feel like he does this stuff. Like, he goes and he reads stories to Rose and he helps Martha with her homework, you know. So it's like, he never really forgets them because they're his companions and he loves them. And even if he has to let them go or they decide to leave him or bad things happen. He still has his, you know, TARDIS, and can choose a time and point where he knows they're going to be. They're going to be safe, and he can have, like, a happy memory with them.
Mm. Right, and he does say in either Town Call Mercy, he says that he's 1,200 years old, which is older, than we
much older.
Last heard.
Yep.
Like, last we heard he was, like,
1,100.
Yeah. And so people are like, has he really, has he gone forward in time? We're seeing a future doctor, you know. But oftentimes, sometimes it seems really complicated, and then it actually isn't as complicated as you think it is. Or sometimes it's the opposite, where it's like way more complicated than you think it is. So I don't know if, I don't know. It's just a theory.
So there hasn't been any, like, there hasn't been any confirmation that the episodes are in the order they're supposed to be in?
No, we haven't heard that, no. I know, like, last year there was a few episodes that were switched around.
Right.
But I haven't heard anything about this season, about it being out of order. So I don't know. I don't know what it means.
Well, it did blow my mind.
Yeah.
Well, I told Leah and Zosette this in our first take of this, but my friend Justina has, like, this idea, or basically this comment, that Rory and Amy are a fixed point, because if they don't happen the way they happen and get busy on the TARDIS to have River, then River doesn't happen, all that stuff. So they're a fixed point, but we've passed that fixed point. So it's kind of like anything's up in the air right now. And so I really feel like next week we're going to get some terrible, terrible answers.
Oh, no. Well, also, the whole thing with the angels is that they take you back in time, sort of.
Right.
Yep. Yeah, the ones next week aren't the ones
so,
that...
So, I don't know.
...open and take over your voice.
I mean, A Town Called Mercy could have fit after The Power of Three. It could have worked.
Right.
After The Power of Three.
Stand alone-ish enough.
Well, and I mean, they could have maybe wanted to have, because Power of Three is more focused on Amy, Rory, and the Doctor's relationship.
Yeah.
So maybe they wanted that as sort of a first part. Right, yeah. Exactly, yeah. To the finale with them.
Right.
Because it would have felt weird to have that episode, Power of Three, followed by Town Called Mercy.
Yeah,
which
it would
have. Barely. Finale. Yeah.
Just more standalone-ish.
Yeah.
Still, that's crazy.
Right? Isn't that weird? Like, what does it
I mean? Wouldn't put it past Moffat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Crazy skull.
I know.
That was Mrs. Hughes.
But I mean... No, go ahead.
Well, what did you think... Jenny, what did you think of the fact that... See, because I assumed that at the end of the episode, Amy and Rory were going to decide not to travel with the Doctor anymore. So I was surprised. And then my emotions are influenced by the fact that I know the next episode... is going to be their last. So I'm kind of like, don't go with the Doctor! You know, like, I'm like, no,
right. You can't stop it!
You'll be safer at home!
Yeah, so I'm a little, you know, biased, sort of, my opinions. But I was surprised that that's where they ultimately got to in the end, I guess. But
well, I'm a little bit nervous about, like, that giant honking sort of Chekhov's gun that Rory's dad drops when he's all like, you know... What happens to all your companions?
Oh,
and then
right.
The Doctor's like, well, you know, some of them die.
He's like, never them.
Don't let that happen. Well, as soon as you say that, it's like, okay, great. So now I'm really, really worried about this week.
Well, you know, it speaks to the fact what Leah just said. He may know already what happens to them, and maybe they don't die, because he says, not them, not ever them.
Not ever them.
Oh, I did bring that up. When he said, not them, not ever them. Is that what he said? Never them.
Yeah, never them.
Never them, which makes it sound like it already happened, almost, kind of.
Like he knows. Yeah.
Like he knows their fate. Like it's sealed, you know. They're in the 1800s or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Oh, God.
He just pulls you in, gets you attached to amazing people, and then just rips
them away.
I've said it a million times, but he's a bastard. he's a evil genius. Okay, it's been a little longer since I saw it than the last time we recorded this. But every time I think about the episode on Saturday, I get really upset. Like, really, really upset. And then, the BBC posted this, like, video of them, like, previewing the episode, and they set it to that Spice Girls song.
Which one?
Called, like, I forgot what the song is. It's the slow one.
It's sad, you know. Slam it to the left.
Yeah, that would
no, it's not awkward. Spice that'd World.
That'd be awkward. But
Viva Forever, that one?
Yeah, maybe that was what it is. I forgot. I know it because I used to listen to the CD, but I can't remember.
Viva Forever.
Yeah.
Something like that.
And, like, at the end, there was, like, a picture of Amy and Rory from the episode, and it just made me super upset. And it's, like, I've sort of accepted that they're gonna be gone because mm-hmm. it's, like, that's what happens on this show.
Right.
The companions come and go. You have to kind of accept it, you know, whatever. They've been on longer than any modern companion. You know, so it's okay. But it's just, like, it makes me really sad when I'm thinking about it because it's, like, I don't want it to be sad. Like, I don't want it to be bad. Like, I don't...
I've accepted it's going to be sad. I just don't want it to be tragic.
Yeah.
I have a feeling it's going to be tragic.
I really like... Okay, tragic. People like Amy Rory, but I, like, love Rory. So if something horrible happens to Rory...
Yeah, fuck Amy.
I'll forgive Stephen Moffat. Like, I think I will harass him in horrible ways. Like,
that's why he got off Twitter.
Yeah, exactly. He's preemptive.
He's going to do something terrible to Rory. We're going to hate him.
Arms on. But, so for me, like, I've accepted it's time to let go. You know, it's been like 3 years with them, pretty much. Like 2.5 years, you could say.
Yeah.
And it sucks, but it's the nature of the show, as Leah said. But if it's tragic, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to, like, burn this mother down. Yeah. Burn it down.
Slaries. Burn this mother.
Down. Yes.
They also, I was on this Doctor Who website, and they had, like, the 10 best companion exits.
Mm.
And I didn't watch the modern ones. Like, Rose was on there and Donna, but I didn't. I haven't seen Donna's, but whatever. I've seen Rose's, which actually, to be honest, the Rose's first exit was very sad. I cried, even though at that point I didn't like Rose anymore.
It was very sad.
It's very sad. It's a good scene. But I watched all of the YouTube videos of all these past companions with all these other doctors. Like, I never even, like, I don't know who they are. And I was getting, like, super emotional watching every single one of these exits of these companions because some of them were really tragic and some of them were just kind of like they moved on or whatever. And but it was like, it made me sad to think, like, you kind of forget. It's like, there's been so many companions and they can't stay with him. And it, like, made me sad for him, sort of. Yeah. Like, it's just, it's kind of a tragic story. Yeah, now I'm getting depressed. Now this just got deep. This just got dark.
There's no truer quote than he gave, the fact that he's running to them because they're fading from him. Like, right, and he felt this happen to him before so many times. I mean, think about it. He's 1,200 years old. That's a very long life. A very, very long life.
Yeah.
And, like, at least half of that life, I would assume, has been without his people to go home to. Like, he doesn't have a home.
Yeah. Right. I know.
He has no other timeline. No.
You really think about who the doctor is and, like, what he goes through, it's sad.
It is.
But it's so beautiful still because he still goes. He keeps going on. Like, there's that episode in, like, season 4. I don't know if Leah's seen this. Have you seen Martha yet?
Leah? Yeah. Yes.
Where, like, the master chooses not to regenerate. And even though 10, like, knows he has to keep him as his prisoner, he just doesn't want to be alone. Like, he's like, just regenerate. Mm-hmm. Please regenerate. It is, like, the saddest thing ever, because he just wants him to regenerate so he doesn't have to be alone, but the master is a selfish bastard and evil, and he just doesn't regenerate. But it's like, think about the fact that the doctor chooses to stick around all this time, alone, no home. He could just not regenerate, but he does because he knows he needs to stand there for humanity. He's found love in our planet for some reason, and he chooses to stick around for us, and so that's why he keeps going, and that's why he's not really running away. He's just running to see awesome and amazing things.
Right.
Doesn't he have that line in the episode, too, where, you know...
Yeah, that's the line I'm referring to.
You're running away. And he's like, I'm not running away.
I'm running toward. Right?
Yeah.
There's so much to see and do. And
Yeah.
I think that is
beautiful.
It sort of made it sadder and more poignant because he says, your face is the first face this face saw.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yours is the face that the first face this one saw. And, like, you're seared onto my heart. That's what he said.
Oh, that line.
Yeah.
So good.
And it makes it, like, you know, he's the same man in all his reincarnations. But, you know, he's always had that connection with Amy just because he is different, you know. I mean, obviously, besides just the way he looks.
The thing with Amy is, like, she's his savior. Because, like, after Donna... He was, like, totally distraught. He's like, I ruined people. I'm going to be off on my own. And then he comes and he finds an 8-year-old Amelia Pond, who has a fairy tale name and who just brings him back to life. And like shows him what he's like, you know, striving towards. So it's gonna be really bad because it's not even that, you know, she's losing him, but he's losing her.
This is getting really emotional.
Yeah, don't cry. Breathe. Inhale.
Everything is horrible.
No. Don't do it.
One of the things I like about that line and about the doctor is that despite all the all the loneliness that he experienced, he's still inquisitive. You know, he never gives that part of himself up.
That was deep, Z.
Yeah. But that was very good, Mexi, and all that stuff you said. But I do think, we have to wait to see the episode.
Really, do you think we have to wait?
Mrs. Hughes, are you with us?
Yeah, we do.
Because, you know, well, first of all, I'm just excited because it's the Weeping Angels.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
They're my favorite villain. Or monster, or whatever you want to call them. So I think it'll be just, a good episode.
Scary.
It
is,
yeah. You have tiny ones this time.
That's in New York.
Yeah.
You can't beat that.
This will be the first time I'll be watching The Angels at Night.
Oh, boy. Keep the lights on.
I was spoiled about something. I'm really upset.
No,
it's not no like spoilers. A huge thing, but it apparently is in like the Canadian trailer.
Oh no!
And it's like
Canadians.
Yeah, like they gave something. I mean, it was in the trailer, so it's technically not a spoiler. But I'm like, ooh, I wish I didn't know that.
Oh man,
was it big? Spoilers.
Whatever. About this. Anyways, I won't say it.
Okay.
It's not that the Statue of Liberty is a weeping angel.
Well, I'm pretty sure she might be.
She displaces everybody in time. Wow.
Why are you laughing? Because I have a rational theory. I'm laughing because she's Stephen Moffat.
Who really should be downstairs cleaning the
Know. Why'd you hear me cooking?
Shouldn't you be pouring wine?
Mrs. Patmore is running ragged. Where's Mr.
Little Carson? Little Daisy's tired.
Let's just say
she really should be having a cup of tea with Mr. Carson.
Mrs. Hughes, I have to tell you, I think you and Mr. Carson should.
Mr. Carson, come on. He has eyes for one lady in Downton, and that's Lady Mary.
Well, I don't know.
All right. I'm going to go wash the linens or something.
Hi, Mrs. Hughes.
Hi, Mrs. Hughes.
Later.
Really, though? That's really?
What? Yes.
I thought it was a joke.
What?
Nothing.
No. I apparently also saw this spoiler that I thought was...
Oh, no.
But I guess it's real.
Is it like a big spoiler? It's not Kippy.
No, it's not a big spoiler.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, it is.
What he's doing?
Rebecca disease? What the hell? Sorry. I'm getting Lee off topic.
Yeah.
Zosette, you haven't said a word, girl.
Zosette. I'm listening. This is what I do.
Zosette, just skip all the questions, though. You haven't said what you like.
You guys were talking, so I didn't know what to interject. I liked it, obviously. I'm trying to think. When I was watching it the second time, I felt sadder watching it.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I get the feeling, same as you guys, that it's not going to end well for them.
I heard another spoiler.
Shut your face!
That's not, maybe not a spoiler.
about their tragic ending? But
my chest is getting tight.
Your chest is getting tight.
Not a spoiler. But remember,
they can hear us.
They're
not fooling anyone.
That is talking. Is Zosette's turn?
Write it down.
Okay. God.
Keep going, Zosette.
All right. Sorry. Okay. All right. Yes, I felt more sad watching the episode the second time, especially that scene where it's just Amy and the doctor, and she says, "Don't be nice to me," like. I don't want you to be nice to me because, I don't know, that moment of sincerity is like a like they're on the brink of something that's going to change their lives forever, you know?
Yeah. The voiceover gave that feeling, I think.
Yeah.
The one at the very end, and the beginning, actually.
That made me tear up a little bit, that scene.
Yeah.
So, that makes sense.
I mean, when I watched it the first time, I liked it for the funny parts, but I actually, the second time, I liked it for the emotional parts.
I really must.
So what's your favorite part, Josette, of this episode?
This episode, I didn't like the end so much.
I'm seriously crying.
Oh, I just made Jenny cry, you guys.
Again?
I don't know for sure.
What are you doing to her?
Theorizing that we're going to see something like that.
Well, no, because, okay, all of these bloggers, like, all these, like, blogs, like,
You need to stay off the internet, Leah.
I know, I do. No, it's true.
Like, especially on Saturday.
Like, they post spoiler-free reviews of the episodes before they air.
Right,
so if you want to, you guys can find that kind of stuff. Like, they have spoiler-free reviews of the episode where they say kind of what they thought of it, but not really any spoilers. But there's another website that posts, like little, just, like, 10 hints, like, lines.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the lines was like this.
Oh, my God.
And so somebody was like, oh.
Oh, no.
Do
you know who says it?
Do we have a fun topic we can talk about?
Funniest part.
Well, tell us her favorite part.
Oh, sorry. Oh. It was still that scene between the same one you guys mentioned. That was my favorite part, actually.
Yeah. Pretty pivotal. Yeah. Okay, funniest scene.
Let's talk about something Rory happy.
Mine is walking in with his hands up in his underpants.
Yes.
I love it.
That's a pretty good one.
Oh, mine was the doctor playing the Wii.
Oh my gosh, yes. And when Amy says the line, I didn't understand it at first.
Yeah.
And then they cut to him actually playing the Wii and I was dying.
I have a question for the group.
Yes.
Because, you know, we're coming to the last episode, what was your favorite episode of the season and what did you think of the season as a whole? Or should I wait?
That's a good question.
Until next episode.
No, you can do it now.
Okay, well, Jenny is getting a Kleenex, but oh, go ahead, Zozette.
Oh, okay. It's a toss-up for me. I think it's a toss-up between the first one and the most recent one. Just because I really liked the twist at the end of the first one, and I felt like the emotional arc was earned.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was a cool way to introduce the new companion.
Mm-hmm. Even though I think I'm going to hate her still at first.
I'm pretty sure we're all going to dislike her to some degree.
Like
just because she's not Amy or Rory.
I like her.
I like that she's...
I like her, but I think I'm still going to hate her a little bit just because
she's new. You know, she's different.
I hate the actress because she's lucky.
Because she wins at life, basically.
She won the life lottery. She's also gorgeous.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's...
and her character is a genius.
Yeah.
But we don't know if that's actually going to be her character. We don't...
Oh,
you know.
That's true.
Right,
I like the companion that we met in the first episode.
I like Oswin, but
I don't know. Is Oswin going to be the new companion, though, or just the same actress?
Right.
Right, because she had a different name, right?
You won't know until Christmas.
Her name's supposed to be supposedly Clara, but we'll see if that is true.
Maybe if I was ranking episodes, it would be the first one and then the Power of Three. I don't know. That could change.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what took it down for me regarding the Power of Three is the ending. It's just like it was too rushed for me. Even though there was a lot of emotional depth that I enjoyed. So
yeah,
I have a question for the more experienced Whovians here.
Yeah. Yes,
was that villain at the end, like that alien guy, is he like a race that we've met before?
I don't think so.
No.
The doctor made it sound like he like knew who the heck this guy was.
Yeah. Well, I think young children of Gallifrey.
Story he heard, like,
he was.
Yeah.
He's a Gallifreyan.
That they existed.
Story.
Right.
But we've never actually heard that bedtime story.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Well, according to like this other podcast that I listen to, where these people, they
have watched every episode of Doctor Who, mm-hmm. of every season. It's never been mentioned before, not even in old Who.
I find it interesting, again, that it's like a fairy tale. Moffat's bringing back to the fairy tales a real kind of aspect of things.
Yeah.
That's like his theme. Monsters are real.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I think the Shockery, it was too big of an idea.
Mm-hmm.
And it was sort of resolved so quickly. That's why I feel like they might come back.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Maybe not.
Yeah, the Doctor could always use more villains, you know?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Well, use the Weeping Angels so many times.
Right. Well, no, and I think, but I mean, Moffat has done that in the last two seasons. He's introduced ideas and, you know, they've been for an episode and then they'll suddenly come back.
The Tesselect? Is it?
The
Tesselect? Is that what it was?
The Tesselect does.
The Tesseract from Avengers?
No, that's from Thor in Avengers.
Yeah, but the Tesselecta, right? Was the little robot
piece. Yes.
Yes.
That was an episode that came back.
And that came back.
Yeah.
And I mean, just the fact that the crack in the wall was like a thing all through that first, you know, mm-hmm. Matt Smith season. And then the silence was a thing that carried over that season to the next one.
I hate the silence.
The tally could be the next overarching idea. Yeah.
Yeah.
What was your favorite episode of these four, Leah?
Who, me?
Yeah, sure.
For sheer entertainment value, I have to say it was Dinosaurs on a Spaceship.
All right.
Just sheer enjoyment. Just like, I just felt so happy when I watched it, and it held up on the second viewing. Mm. I liked Asylum of the Daleks, but I don't know. It didn't like excite me, I don't think, as much, but I did like it a lot. Yeah, it was probably Dinosaurs on a Spaceship. All right.
Hold on to your butts.
Hold on. Maybe it was the Jurassic Park fan in me.
Yes.
Love this. In the car again.
All right. Jenny,
what about you? Even though I only watched it once and I remember not much, but I think it was The Power of Three.
Oh,
all right.
Yeah.
Because Power of Three.
It had everything that I love about a good Doctor Who episode. It was a good science fiction story.
Mm.
It was, you know, it had suspense and like real menace. I mean, when people are dropping dead in the streets from heart failure, that's menace.
Yeah.
And then it was also really funny and really touching.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, and I honestly, even though I agree that the ending was rushed, I think, and maybe I'm wrong, but I honestly think that this, whatever this alien guy species is not just going to be a one-off thing.
Mm.
I think this is going to be an idea that Moffat's going to explore. So I'm okay with it being kind of just sort of like shoehorned in at the end. Because I think it'll pay off later.
All right. Yeah. Maxine, what about you? I
agree with Jenny. I mean, this episode, even though the ending is like iffy, like, okay, yeah, of course you solved it with your screwdriver. Doctor. You're just lucky that the console wasn't wood, you know?
Good point.
It doesn't do wood? That's rubbish. No. I agree with Jenny. I love this episode. This is everything that I love about the Doctor. That's why I fell in love with the show this summer. You know, there's a lot of science fiction, drama, and scariness, or just wonderment. Like, truly, human beings, we take things like, we're like, this is awesome. I wonder what it is, you know? That whole issue, hoping that there's something awesome in the cube. When, you know, actually danger might lurk around, but that's our behavior. High risk, high reward. Mm-hmm. And then I also just like, you know, the funny bits too. Him painting a fence, like the doctor's painting my fence right now. Like, if you told someone that, they'd probably be like, yeah, right, that's never going to happen. But, and then the one-liners with like Twitter and
Twitter.
Oh, I love the show. They have great one-liners, entertaining, and just, you know, that pit, like that part of your stomach where you're like, are they going to be able to make it out of this? Are they going to be able to solve this in one episode or 40 minutes or so?
Yeah, it was something that I think I realized after A Town Called Mercy, that for me, I find the most enjoyment, and I watch Doctor Who because I like being entertained by the show in a like a fun, happy sort of way, and I like feeling joy, sort of, and I don't really watch it for the serious moral
dramatic
complexities.
Moments. Yeah.
But sometimes they do it really well, and then it's sort of like, oh, okay, like, that was really surprising, that was really good. But I don't always think they do that well with some of the serious moments. Sometimes it can be a little overwrought, and sometimes...
Well, and that's what they did wrong in the Town Called Mercy.
Right, and they didn't fully develop the moral sort of, you know, choices, I don't think. And, you know, I watch a lot of television that deals with really dark stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
yes,
you bad. So bad. I watch Doctor Who because I like that entertainment, pure entertainment value. You can't get anything anywhere else, you know, where they're able to go and they're able to do. And I think that maybe is why Matt Smith is my favorite, because I think he's the most overtly kind of silly of all three of the new Doctors.
Yes.
And, like, that's where I get most of my enjoyment from with Doctor Who. So... Dinosaurs on a Spaceship was my favorite episode. I guess that was my long answer, like, for why. But, yeah, that was the tangent.
I think we're opposites in that way, because I like the emotional stuff. I like the real, like, the really real moments he has. Like, if you, like, my favorite episode, which we watched, was, like, the ones with, where he's John Smith.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Especially the second part, yeah. The family of blood and humanity. And, like, the end where he's, like, you know, trying to decide whether or not he should stay a human or become the doctor and save the world. Mm-hmm. Like, that is some gold to me. Like, it's just, it encapsulates, I can't say the word, but it, like,
Blitz.
Captures his struggle.
Yeah.
I think they do it well a lot of times, and I do like that aspect of it, but I think, I don't know.
Well, and the thing I liked about this last week's episode, was that, for me, I like Doctor Who I love the sort of zaniness of his character and the just fun entertainment. I do love those moments where, you know, it has that deeper emotional thing, but I actually really like the idea of a madman with a box. Mm. And I just feel like this episode kind of touched on that a little bit. Like, why does the Doctor travel? And why do the companions come with him? And, you know, what is that all about? It's that going towards things and trying to see everything before it fades away.
Yeah.
And I like, that's what I like about Doctor Who, that sort of romance of the whole thing.
Yeah. It's good.
Yeah.
It's good.
I rallied. I came back strong.
Yay! Yeah, good job. She's recovering, you guys.
Yay. I have a random question.
Okay.
It's related to the last episode. Okay, so when the boxes activate, they put people into cardiac arrest, right? That's what happened?
Yeah.
The second time around, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so if they're suffering from cardiac arrest for who knows how long, how did they just get up?
Yeah, that's a hole in the thing, because it's like, how long are they passed out for?
Right. That was a plot hole, for sure. You had a brain damage.
Right,
you
exactly, no oxygen.
Cardiac arrest for that brain. Long.
Yeah.
But they were magical cubes with electrical powers, so maybe we're just supposed to imagine that just
boop. He just, like, reversed it and made it, like, a big shocker.
Yeah, it was pretty unbelievable.
It's very unbelievable, because if they're passed out for, like, if you're without air for, like, I think it's 3 or 5 minutes, you're definitely going to become...
You're brain dead.
You have problems. Yeah.
It reminded me of the episode, which is one of my favorite episodes from season one, with which Moffat wrote, where at the end, everybody lives.
Yeah.
And he's like, just this once, everybody lives. That's one of my Francis. Favorite
that's, parts. Is that the library one?
Ever.
Dr. Francis, no. With the gas mask. And
yes.
And
Christopher Eccleston says those lines is like my favorite thing of anything. I don't even know why. He's just so excited that everybody lived. Oh my God, I love that so much. Anyways, it just kind of reminded me of that. Like, everybody lived. Yeah.
It's so we're sad, just supposed to be like, rare. Okay. It's so rare.
Just accept it. Right.
Right.
Well, there's rare moments where everyone does live.
Yeah. But usually they're casualties.
Unless those people were driving a car and then they, like, crashed their car.
Mm-hmm. Because
it would have been real dark. If what Kate said was true, that a third of the population died.
Yeah, that would have been horrible. God. You have to make everybody live. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
It's a huge chunk.
Welcome back, Lefty.
That was a great moment.
We saw his chest. We have never seen the doctor, like, with his shirt open, I don't think. Have we?
Oh, no, Matt Smith has been shirtless before.
Has he? Oh, I missed that.
You sure you're not confusing that with that weird movie we watched with
him? Oh, God. Womb? Don't watch that movie.
He gets undressed in like the first episode.
In the lodger, oh, he is not. Right. He comes he's out in a shower. Towel.
Oh, okay. I remember.
That's one of my part. Favorite moments is when his hair is all disheveled and he's coming out of the shower, and you're like, "Hello,
hello, hi there."
That's Smith's hair.
Nice to see you.
Who has that better Tumblr hair? Was active Matt again? Smith or Matt Smith's hair? Or, was it Doctor or Rory? Who has better hair now?
Ooh,
oh, Rory's got.
Rory.
Some- you can't beat immediately. The Doctor Matt Smith's hair. It's
no, I love Rory's hair.
Has all Rory right. ever been? Was, sure? Oh yeah.
Tennant versus Arthur, Pirate, so. And maybe we have problems.
I mean, let's just say the best hair is our ginger queen, Amy Pond. So I wish I had ginger hair. Actually, the doctor wishes he had ginger hair.
Not yep, ginger.
He's a ginger. No, still not a ginger.
Still not a ginger. Maybe the next doctor.
Maybe that's why he liked Amy so much.
Ew.
He envied her hair.
Well, he likes
he's
hair.
He's going to steal her hair. Just,
that sounds wrong. So
it's gonna, that's how it's gonna, the episode's going to end tomorrow.
Really tragic.
Shaved.
Let her be shaved.
Let her be shaved.
What the heck?
Gross.
What is that
no,
from?
I will, I don't know. I mean, I'm excited for the new companion in a way because I like that actress.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I'm just going to miss the
cons. It's
going to
be weird. It's going to be weird.
It is. Yeah.
3 years we've had with them.
Yeah. Oh.
It's a, and a good three
well,
years
I guess
it's
more like
been.
2 years. I mean, it's been about like 2 years.
Two and a half.
But yeah, because I've never really watched it in real time.
Right.
Where a new companion is switched.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So.
World of Hurt.
It's something that Rachel was saying in the, when we recorded this before, that she just hopes it's a good episode.
Yes.
Like, almost more than anything, like, I want it to be good. Like, that'd be really sucky if it's like, wah, wah. Yeah, right. That was lame.
Right.
But the pre-reviews have been saying it was good, so.
Good, good. Yeah, we don't want it ending up like, it was all a dream, blah, 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 or whatever.
It was all a dream.
It was all a dream.
That would be just something that Moffat would do. Bastard.
Bastard.
It was purgatory. Oh, God.
Like,
laws. But all the reviews were like, bring tissues.
Oh, man.
Well, I'm already crying, so.
I was driving to work this morning, and I was thinking about that Spice Girls song on the video, and I got choked up. I was singing along to Justin Bieber, and I got choked up.
And you're just thinking of it.
Oh, thinking wow. about the Spice Girls song.
Thinking about the song.
Are you one of my 14-year-old students?
I am. I think I am.
Justin
lost
Bieber?
Lost my mind. Yeah.
You like
I'm
that?
I'm not going to
feel like
well
new song?
After this episode.
As long as you love me.
Love me. Yeah. I don't know. I'm... Ugh. Like, it's one of those things
video.
Where it's like I'm going in expecting to cry, so that like maybe sometimes when you expect to cry, yeah.
you don't
cry.
Right.
Yes.
Unless yeah, it's really, much. Really sad, though.
But it's going to be scary. It's the Weeping Angel, so yeah. I'm kind of excited from that
River.
Side of things.
Yeah,
River's going to be there.
River's going to play a big part. Going to be rescuing her parents, maybe.
I was enjoying maybe. A good bit of River song.
She hasn't been in it in
right.
a while.
No.
Yep. No, she hasn't.
It's good. I think we needed a break.
Yeah.
This is so River heavy.
So heavy, yeah, with River. It was a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, I still love her to pieces. She's awesome, but...
She's pretty...
Yeah, we need a little River break.
Yeah.
I like this season a lot. I mean, even A Town Called Mercy, which you didn't love, it wasn't horrible.
No, it wasn't. And I kind of rewatched it, not entirely, but with the sound on.
Oh, yeah. God, that's how you watched it.
So, yeah. And it, I mean, the ending, actually, the very, very end sort of redeemed it a little bit for me. Because I totally fell asleep and missed the ending.
Wait,
and
what happened at the very end?
I watched it on mute. You don't hear the voiceover of the little girl. So.
Yeah. Lots of voiceovers this season. I don't know if that was on purpose.
Maybe that was not.
That's true.
Leanna, a lot of episodes have voiceovers.
You are on fire with these, like, observations of things.
Thanks.
Weren't we talking about, Leanna, don't you remember about...
Yeah, I was, because there was a voiceover in the beginning of Asylum of the Daleks.
Yeah.
Has a voiceover where she's talking about the doctor.
Yeah,
right.
That's what it was. It's like the woman who he meets at the very beginning. And she's like kind of telling the story of the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't know if it works necessarily with A Town Called Mercy because you think she's talking about the doctor, but she's really talking about the robot.
Right.
But it made me have, it made me feel like, think of like how like this, like the story of the Doctor is almost sort of being rewritten because like he was like kind of, everyone like thinks he's dead, and then like he wasn't in the, you know, when the guy in Dinosaurs on a Spaceship couldn't find him in the computer, and the whole thing's like the Daleks can't remember him.
Yep.
So there's all that thing, the stuff with the Doctor Who.
Doctor Who.
Explain. That's my favorite thing when the Daleks go, explain. Explain. Okay.
For someone who hates the Daleks.
I know. She has a favorite phrase.
Do I? Oh, no.
Just like you and those Dauntless people from the Divergent novels. You hate them, but secretly you're one of them.
That's going to be a movie. Yep. I heard it. Did your students know that? Okay.
Okay. So, no, that's an excellent point. And again, Moffat loves the whole storytelling thing and like the stories we tell ourselves and fairy tales and how stories get created and passed down. And I don't know what I'm saying.
Barry, where's the will? no, I thought that, no, I agree 100%. And I wonder, and there was a voiceover here, and there was a, somebody brought up the point that it was very definitive. She's like, this is life with the Doctor.
Right. Mm.
This is life without, life in
regular life, real life.
Like, this, these are the two things. Sort of like, it's already happened, almost, kind of. So I don't know. I do wonder if it was done on purpose.
Well, you can't do a voiceover. Like, I mean, I guess you could from Beyond the Grave, you know, like Sunset Boulevard or something. But you know what I mean? It denotes that this all already happened.
Right.
If you're voicing over it, this is in the past.
Right.
Right.
The power of three. Well, there was a voiceover. She said the power of three at the end of the voiceover.
No, I know, Leah, but what is this?
It's like an 80s infomercial.
I want the power of three to be a song.
I mean, it sounded a little bit like the power of love.
Yeah.
I think of power of three, though. I think of the Charm Sisters.
Oh, right. The Charm Sisters. We did talk about that the last time.
Piper and
the Hellwells.
And Paige.
I didn't watch that show.
I did.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Charm.
Oh, no, I never saw
Prudence.
Prudence? Oh, what? Yeah. Didn't she die?
Yeah, she died.
Because she was Shannon Doherty.
Like the actor. Yeah. Actress, they had to get rid of the actress.
Yeah, she was a drama.
So they replaced her.
She's an alcoholic.
No, she was just called a job on the set. I don't know.
She was the same way on 90210.
Yeah.
She was a diva.
Anyway.
Rate us back in.
Sorry.
Do you have more quotes?
Do I have any more quotes?
Yeah.
Oh.
No. Those are fun.
You guys went through them pretty fast.
Those were the only ones you had?
Yes.
What is your favorite episode of season 6, Maxine?
Season 6.
Oh, I have a question if you don't want to answer that one.
Yeah, come back. Ask the question and then I'll answer her in a second.
Okay. So, if you had to be a companion, which one would you be? And why?
My own companion. What the
fuck? What?
This is like a not even a question. Obviously Amy, because then you'd be married to Rory.
And you'd have to make out with the Doctor.
And you'd have red hair.
Yeah, Ginger Queen.
Well,
and you'd be like your mind a Swedish model.
Oh, right. She's a Swedish model. She's a travel writer. She's like Hello. Five careers. Fine. Who's your second choice?
That's true.
Oh, Mess. You like
that? I want to be myself.
You want to be yourself? Well, I guess I'm trying to get to the point of like, I'm trying to think of their departures. And it's kind of like the worst case scenario. Whose departure would you pick?
Question, and therefore I won't respond to
what?
It.
What? You don't like my question.
I don't understand the question, and therefore I won't respond to it.
Okay,
the question is,
what kind of companion would you be?
If you're asking who leaves in the best way, I'd say it's Martha, because she chooses to leave.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, are you asking which companion do I want to be, like, actual companion?
When he's, like, still in love with Rose, like, I wouldn't want to be her, but, like, she has the best way of leaving, but I wouldn't want to be her, because he kind of mistreats her. I feel bad for Martha.
Yeah, she gets the shaft, for sure. Yeah. You can answer it however you wish.
Did you mean like what type of companion?
If you had to be like from the companions that have been on the show. Yeah.
Although lots of bad shit's happened to Amy.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Still Rory.
Yeah.
I mean, it's make up for it, maybe.
Win. Winning.
You might change your tune depending on Saturday. Who knows?
Doesn't matter. Just even a brief, 2,000 years with Rory
watching over you
is enough. For you.
Oh, it's true. You really can't beat Rory.
Well, if I could have Rory and be myself, that's what I would do.
Oh.
Wouldn't... Gay.
That would be the best option.
I don't, actually, even though I've never even seen the Tom Baker years, I think I'd want to be Romana, because wasn't she a time lady? So was I kind she? Of would just want a time lady.
Yeah, there you go.
That'd be kind of sweet.
Right?
I'd want to be Susan, the doctor's granddaughter, because I don't understand
she was the first companion. The very first
Granddaughter?
Yeah, the very first doctor traveled with his granddaughter.
Yep.
Susan.
Susan.
That was one of the, they had her exit, and it was real sad.
What happened to her?
She dies.
No, she doesn't die. He leaves her on Earth, but the speech he gives her is so, sad and awful.
Did he say to her?
He leaves her on Earth with, a boy. Oh. I don't know. I didn't really understand the context.
He's a man.
He's a man, baby. But just, he gave her this really nice speech that was very beautiful. Then there was these other guys who actually, the third doc, third, yeah. He was with this girl companion, and then she, met a guy, and she decided to marry him, and the doctor's like, come on, let's go on an adventure. And she's like, oh, I'm getting married. And he's like, oh. Okay. Then it ends with the doctor driving away in a car, looking all sad.
Car?
It was like the sad walking away music from the Hulk. It was sad.
Oh wow.
The doctor can drive?
Yeah. Apparently the third doctor can.
Gets his heart broken.
Aw, poor guy.
Okay, Leah, my favorite episode of season 6, I think, is the doctor's wife.
Yes.
Oh, good one.
That's such a good one.
Good.
Yeah. Good one. Really that's good. My favorite up there for me. Yeah. Yeah, that was amazing.
And then I probably followed with the girl who waited. That one's pretty good. But I really like the doctor's wife.
Yeah.
That's the only one I've watched multiple times, really. At least 3 times.
The only episode I've seen 3 times is the humanity one.
Yeah, it's because you've watched them all so fast, one after the other.
In 12-hour blocks.
No, I actually went in order, so.
Yes, I know, unlike some people here. Me.
Oh, I thought you meant me. I'm
no,
what?
Me. Huh? Me, I've been not, watching them in order anymore.
I'm not going to be watching the episode live next week.
Oh.
Which makes me really sad.
You mean in 2 days?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know what day it is. I don't really know what's going on.
It's Thursday.
So, but in case I don't make the podcast, I would just like to say that my top Amy and Rory moments.
Oh no!
Part one, because I'll probably think of more.
Yeah.
But the moment in Vincent and the Doctor when Amy is crying and Vincent notices it and he's like, why are you crying? And I don't know what the dialogue is, but you know what I'm talking about.
She said, I don't know.
Yeah. Why are you so sad? And she's like, I don't know.
I don't remember.
That moment. Also the moment when they first take Rory with them and he kills the fish vampire, saves Amy. And it's so cute.
Yeah.
Basically everything from The Girl Who Waited, because that's my favorite episode.
Absolutely.
And
that's an amazing.
Also the moment when Robot Rory kills
Amy.
Yeah. Fighting it so hard. Oh, you're killing Dan. You killed
him. She remembers him right when he kills him.
Oh god.
I like the part right after that too where the doctor's I don't remember what exactly he says, but Rory punches him.
Yep.
And he's like, she is to me.
Yep.
Important to him.
Yep.
Even though he was just a robot.
Yep. And then basically their wedding, which was the greatest thing in the world.
Yes.
The doctor dancing.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. And then this last episode, I think, when they decide to go back with him and go for an adventure. So I'll think of more, but those are my
top. Well, there was a few moments that I liked about this episode that were like really little moments that were kind of in the background.
Yeah.
Like there's a shot of the cube in the foreground. In the background, like Amy's talking to Rory and she kind of just comes up to him and like hugs him from behind and they kind of kiss. And it's just like very.
It's what every girl wants, a clean counter and a cute boy washing dishes.
Oh, God, Maxine, you're so funny.
Exactly. That's what she said to him.
No, exactly. It's true. No, exactly.
Yeah, it is.
But it's like. They've gotten to the, it's like good development, I think. They've gotten to that point where they're just a happy couple now. Mm-hmm, and that's, mm-hmm. and that's fun.
And of course, the very first scene with the doctor and little Amelia Pond. All
the time.
You know.
I thought we were just talking about Amy Rory moments.
She can branch out if she wants.
Amy was a companion before Rory.
I know, but I thought we were talking about specifically Amy Rory moments.
No, I just meant that they're not going to be the companions anymore. So these are the moments.
Okay, we're talking about all of their moments.
Yes.
Oh, okay, I don't know.
I like the episode Amy's Choice.
Oh,
yes.
Because she chooses him.
Yes, good one.
I love that. I love it when, because he cuts off his ponytail for her.
Yeah.
Like 2 minutes later, he's dead because they like naturally. To kill him. And she's like, "I can't imagine a world without Rory, so this one isn't real."
Yes.
Yep.
That was such a oh my god! Okay. I love that.
Leah's gonna cry. She's gonna cry.
I love, and at the end, he's like, "How did you know?" And she said, "I didn't." And then they kiss.
Yeah.
Are you having all the feels right now?
All the feels.
I have goosebumps.
On the part,
oh, I love it when Rory, like, you know, saves their baby in a
Demon's Run,
the Mangosaur or Demon's Run.
Yeah,
and he's all like, "I want it to be cool."
Yeah,
and he's dying, and she's like, "No, you are cool, Roman. You know, holding a baby. What's cooler than that?"
Aww. Yeah.
Oh, God.
And that part in that episode, too, earlier, where he's like, "Where is my wife?"
Yeah.
Spaceships explode behind him.
Yes. Oh, my God. I remember that.
Epic.
Oh, that's epic part. Yeah. Excellent. I like that part where she has that monologue where you think she's describing the doctor, but she's really describing Rory.
Yeah. And she said, "I want to see your stupid face."
Yeah.
Well, again. Aww. And she was talking to him.
Yep. Yeah.
I seriously though the one of the best, I know you said the whole episode, but when she said, like, I think it's so true to just life, how she was saying, like, you know how you meet somebody and they're really beautiful, then they're really dull or whatever, and she says, and you meet someone, you're like, okay, not bad, then you get to know them and they're like the most beautiful person you've ever seen, and then she's just like, Rory's the most beautiful man I've ever met. Like, I was just like, oh,
it's so perfect.
Feeling all the feels.
Oh, my God. For an, me, ocean, like,
an ocean of
feels.
An ocean
of
feels.
I explained before and you couldn't. Because it's true.
Yeah. Mm. It's like, yeah. Like.
Oh, no.
Nobody can talk anymore.
Overcome with emotion. Where's Mrs. Hughes?
Where's Mrs. Hughes?
But it's one of those things where I think maybe this makes me really sexist, but I did not like Amy at all. Sexist.
Oh, me neither.
Yeah.
Until
and I did like Amy until sort of Rory made me like Amy, kind of. And now I like them both, but I appreciate what both of them bring now, separate and together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I really think they've been great companions. And I think obviously I haven't seen Old Who. You know, I think Rose in the first season and Martha and Donna, I think, are good companions too. But I like
how you relegated her, like, to one season.
Rose. I have to qualify. I have to qualify it. I'm sorry. But I like how they tried something different with having the married couple be on the TARDIS, and I think it worked.
I think it worked
really well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad they did it, because I don't think Rory was originally planned really to be a full-time companion or anything.
He's going to be like Mickey, maybe?
Yeah, and Mickey was horrible.
Yeah.
So, no, not that I dislike Mickey or anything, I just...
And he just got the...
He was treated badly.
He got the Rose who didn't really love him, but needed someone to tether to, like, he had him on the hook, you know, like, just in case. Yeah. So, I think that damages someone's ego.
Yeah.
And that's the result of Mickey.
Mm-hmm.
Just knowing you're on the hook and you're, like, in love with someone who doesn't really love you first.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Sorry, my bad.
Yeah, no, I think Amy and Rory was Rose and Mickey done right, to be honest. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. But that's just me. And it also stopped it really from having, you know, another companion being in love with the doctor.
Yeah, there's basically, if you're a girl, you're either going to fall for him or you're not going to fall for him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Donna didn't really, but.
No.
You know.
So Donna, she's the one who doesn't fall for him.
Right. Yeah.
But everyone who met Tennant basically
fell for him. I mean, like, Amy did at first, which is why I didn't like her.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Because she had Rory.
Right, already.
She really acted bad on the night before her wedding.
And go off, and then you go and make out with him in the next room. Like, it's not okay.
I like the part where the doctor jumped out of Rory's cake at his bachelor party. Yeah. And Rory, this the look on Rory's face, he's just like, no. He's like, we made
out. Yeah, we made out. That's what I'm saying. It's like, there's so many great moments with just the doctor and one of the two companions. Like, there's great Dr. Rory moments and great Amy Doctor moments and great Rory Amy moments and great moments between the three of them. I just, I like having the three companions and to have all the different options.
And we were talking about this before too, how we like how Rory sort of isn't kind of enamored with the doctor like his other, like the other companions are. Like, Rory isn't afraid to kind of call the doctor out in his crap, like, and he isn't, you know, completely, like, I love that too in the God Complex.
Yeah,
like, Rory doesn't have a room because he doesn't, like, you know, he just is very just, he like believes in himself and whatever, it's fine,
right?
Whereas, like, he doesn't have this, you know. I love, that's one of my favorite moments ever, is when he tells the doctor, he's like, this isn't fair, you're turning me into you. Mm-hmm. Like, in The Girl Who Waited, sort of. Like, there's a different dynamic with all three of them. And then also, I just want to throw this out there, another great moment is in The God Complex when Amy has to break her faith in the doctor and he sees her as the little Amelia. Oh,
that's so sad. Yeah.
That was just a brilliant moment. Okay, anyways, I'm tangenting.
No, it's all good.
Well, and that's why I think it's so special, like, his relationship with them, because even though we don't see Rory as a little boy, we know from the backstory that he and Amy were friends from when they were younger.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and she used to make him dress up like the doctor, and, you know, they would play these make-believe games. So, you know, it's like the doctor has been a part of their life since they were children.
Mm.
And I don't know, there's just something that's really touching about that.
Mm-hmm.
And to, you know, to say goodbye to him next week, it's just going to be, I feel like it's like, you know, they've had a lifetime with the doctor.
Yeah.
And they just, really have.
It's going to be, I don't know, it's going to be really poignant.
I'm not ready.
We just did a lot of gushing, you guys.
We did.
Oh, a lot of gushing.
More to come. I feel like there's going to be more.
I'm so
mad that I'm not going to be here for this week's episode, and I had to get this out. I had to get it out.
Good.
I understand.
Oh, good stuff.
I know that feel. I know that feel.
I know that feel, bro.
Yeah.
All right. Good. Well, we're at an hour and 7. It's longer than the last one.
Record breaking.
I hope that recorded.
Unless you're probably gonna hear me just saying yeah and laughing.
Crazy person.
Oh, God. I hope not. I hope it's recording. I think it is. It took this time.
Okay.
But I'm excited / sad scared. /
so scared.
Yeah, scared.
So scared right now.
Well, you have tomorrow, and then a few hours before the episode on Saturday.
I'm gonna be there. So inconsolable all Saturday.
Oh no. What will help?
I don't know. I'm buying the Avengers on DVD tomorrow.
That might help.
I could come up this weekend.
Yes. We need a TARDIS. We need one.
I know.
Are we going to get fish fingers and custard?
We should. We need
Ashitaka's Angel's TARDIS.
Yes, we do.
I'm so mad I'm not going to be here.
Jenny, come on.
I'm going to Stratford, Ontario to see a play. I can't go to that. So.
Nah.
Well, have fun.
We'll eat a fish finger in your honor.
I will. We'll go to an old pub or something and I'll get fish and chips and custard.
There you go.
Neither of which I can have at the moment because I'm dieting.
What? You're skinny. What?
Wedding! Wedding!
Wedding!
Wedding!
No. No comprendo.
No comprendo.
Wedding.
Wedding of River Song?
Are you marrying a time lord? Is Paul a time lord?
Bring it back to Dr.
Bringing it back.
Somebody has to dance like an elephant, though.
Yes.
Giraffe. I don't know what I'm saying.
You should do it. Giraffe. He does the giraffe dance. That's what they call it. That's
with arms up in the air.
I hope your wedding is like Amy and Rory's wedding.
Maybe I'll watch that episode after Saturday. Maybe it'll make me less sad. I know that he's coming back, you know?
Yeah. Don't be sad. Not yet.
I need a happy episode.
Explain.
Oh, God.
No. Explain.
Are we going to have fish fingers and custard on Saturday, Leah?
I think maybe we should buy some.
All right.
It's going to be nasty.
Buy custard, like, can we just get
pudding? Like when they ate fish fingers and custard this episode.
I know. It was great. Everything. I really like this episode a lot. A+ for you, Power of Three.
That's A+ high praise.
I'm feeling generous.
Good. Nice.
It's because she had all the feels.
I'm feeling real good right now.
Power of Three.
Please take us out, Suzette.
All right. Okay. So thank you guys once again for doing this podcast again. We will do this on Saturday, actually, after. Is it The Angels Take Manhattan, right?
We could maybe do like two.
We could. I feel it's like it'll be, like we'll have enough emotion recap for two.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, we could do that. Even though we kind of did a lot of recapping.
No, you guys have a great time. I'll think of you.
Yeah, have fun at your play.
Yeah. I'll think of you guys as I'm watching Shakespeare performed on stage.
Okay.
All right, well, I'll go around and we'll say bye, okay? So, Leah?
Laters.
Jenny?
I never know what to say here, so.
Bye.
I'll just say goodbye.
There you go. What, Mrs. Hughes? She gonna say bye?
Well, I'll say goodbye for now. Till next time.
There you go.
So I have to go, polish the silverware so Mr. Carson gets mad at me. Toodaloo.
This is used whenever they toodaloo.
How do you know?
Oh, maybe.
Maxine.
Thanks for listening.
Okay. All right. And I will say bye. We'll see you on Saturday.
We're out. The power of three. How does the power